IQ Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Kilo Z4 Mike Mobile.
Are you up and about or are you at home?
Mobile, what's up?
What you're up to? I'm headed over here to Bilo. I got to pick up a prescription, and while I'm there, I'm going to go ahead and see if they got anything that I that Elaine wants on her grocery list. So let's see if they're how good their stocks are. I haven't been grocery shopping in 6 days, so I may be surprised.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now, or on my way to do anyway.
Old farts hour between 8 and 9 at Bilo. I think probably 7 and 8. About 2 weeks ago we went to Publix. That's the first day they had something like that. We got there probably 10 to 7. There must have been 100 people in line at that time. That was a joke. But anyway, we got most everything we wanted at that time. But we'll see. So what you been doing? Stay busy.
On the house, helping my neighbor do some projects, working on the pool. Unfortunately, I've had enough to keep me busy. I went down to the beach house and worked on it, and I'm getting ready to go back again. I tell you what, for social distancing, me on the golf cart with a margarita, hey, that's it, man.
Who needs to socialize, huh? Well, see, now that's a Holden Beach. Yeah. They let you cross the state line there?
Well, I have a choice. I'm a landowner.
Oh, well, you did ride around with your D?
About putting a copy, but nah, don't need to worry about that. They can look me up easy enough.
Okay. I was just pulling your leg. Anyway, well, that sounds like a good thing to do. I've been busy as well. I haven't had a lack of anything to do. I've got still have my big mulch pile out there. I started on it yesterday. It'll take me better part of the week to do it, to get it down to the zero level, and the house be nice. Lena and I went to Budapest today to a feed and seed store I'd never been to before. It's like it's pretty new, but it's just if you get on, I think it's 146. As you go into Woodruff, you make just before you get to the main street, it's on the right. They have a lot of stuff. And while we're there, they had a truckload of all kinds of plants come in. We were there to help take them off the truck.
I'm still trying to figure out how I can get me an HF antenna up down at the beach. I've been clearing out trees, and I just don't see it feasible without doing maybe a vertical or something, maybe a high gain or something like that. But I got too many overhead lines.
I tell you, an interesting antenna is the inset half wave dipole, and it kind of works just like a. Like a Wyndham as far as operation, all band and all. And MFJ sells one with I spec this a 9-to-1 transformer on the end, but all you gotta do is snake one end of the wire through the trees and hook up a coax to one end. Have a somewhat decent ground. It don't have to be a real ground system. And you got a all band antenna with fairly low SWR. I was looking at that. That's probably the easiest antenna I've seen to put up. If you could just shoot a line through the trees and just let the wire just lay in the trees, that'd probably work.
Well, I only have two trees that I could even think about using. they're not on my property, but I think the neighbors wouldn't have a problem with it. But they're pines, and that's all there is there. So, but I know from experience that you let that antenna in direct contact with a pine, it doesn't like it too well. Pine likes to eat up RF.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know. Anyway, I'm sure you'll figure something out. I'm here at Philo, and there's a lot of cars out here. Well, I'm going to say 73s. You stay busy, and it's not like you are. Enjoy your pool, because it sounds like you've got it ready. And stay well.
You have a good day there, Bill. And, you know, if you ever need me for anything, just give me a yell. I'll say 73s, and don't get lost in the grocery store. Kilo Z for Mike. I have to go do my grocery shopping before I can do anything else. Otherwise, the munchkin will be beating me severely about the kneecaps.
I told my wife she better go get what she needs today. We ain't going to be out ripping and running too many places. I ain't going to like this lockdown thing, man. Yeah, I've been enjoying the motorcycle every weekend. And you ain't going to be able to ride that jugger.
Had another one, I would be saying, watch me. So, don't get me started on that one.
Well, man, I watched that video last night, you know, and of him giving the order for this, and turned around and they was talking about if you called on the road, other than going to places that they said, you know, as far as work or something like that, or grocery store, or visit family, or whatever, you know, 30 days in jail, and $100 and up fine. So, 30 days in jail and the fine can be either or. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Politics, I try not to get into it, but I think they're going to have a world of chaos on their hands before long, because everybody's going to be tired of staying at home.
Yep. It's all a mess. It's that blew my mind. I don't know if you watched that whole thing or not, but this is a serious problem. There is a small percentage of people that get it who it can kill, or you end up on a ventilator. But it's being blown way out of proportion. I mean, I know so many nurses that have been forced to take vacation, and right now they're talking about laying them off because there's nobody in the hospital. The hospital's not making any money. So it's much ado about, well, I won't say nothing, but the media has grabbed this and run with it. And unfortunately, right now, the media is steering our politics. So, but that's enough about that. I'll get off my soapbox. Don't get me started.
That's me. I don't know. I think they've been voted so far out of proportion. It ain't funny, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I got so mad with him last night, man, I turned it off. I got disgusted with him. It literally made me sick in my stomach. You know, but I mean, I understand where they're coming from as far as the older people and stuff, but I don't know, man. I just, I don't know. I, I feel like it was some type of warfare that they released, you know, because I don't think they really wanted to bomb us over here or anything like that. But, you know, Trump has made a lot of people mad over there, you know, and I'm behind Trump 100%, you know, as far as some of the stuff that he's done. But you know what really blows my mind, man? This right here really blows my mind. About 3 months, anywhere between 3 to 5 months into 19, I was in Newbury. This came to my mind last night. I was down in Newbury right there off of 26 and the Newbury exit. There's a gas station down there. We were sitting there at the gas station. These two big military trucks come pulling in. Actually, there was four of them total, but two of them was loaded. And just out of curiosity, I asked that guy, I said, man, I said, what all y'all got on there? He said, we got the little packs that you know, they drop for you to eat and stuff like that. He said, we got those, and we got a load of gas masks. That really makes me wonder if they really knew that this was going to happen before it ever happened. There's something there that the government's not letting us know that they know. You know, there's something tricky about all this. I mean, why would they be putting people out of work, people losing their jobs, and everything else over this, and talking about it? Yeah, hopefully it'll help the economy when it picks back up. Yeah, it will when everybody finds another job and goes back to work. You know, but I don't know, man. It just really makes me wonder.
Well, hopefully we're going to have some decent weather today. I can get some stuff done outside I need to get done. I wish I would have gotten all my antennas up before the leaves decided to come back in, but you know what? There's always another year. So, but yeah, I hope you're having a good day today, and I hope everything goes good at work. I'm probably going to lose you here shortly. I'm coming right into the shadow of Hogback Mountain up here, but I'll hang around with you as long as I can. But you go ahead and run with it there. Kilo Z4 Mike.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
you know, I'm behind Trump 100%. I think I'm going to have a pretty good day at work. I mean, the only thing that kills me, man, they cut us back on our hours. You know, we're only supposed to be getting 40 hours a week now. We can't have no overtime. You know, stuff like that. But I guess I'm still glad to be working, you know, for the time being. They said it might rely into laying a few people off, so we don't know what that's going to require of yet. But hopefully they'll get everything intact and this stuff will be over with by then, hopefully. Back to work, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for. But yeah, it's supposed to be a pretty day out there, man. I got a bunch of stuff done yesterday. I got off at 2:22 yesterday, and I got home. I got my speaking on the side of the house fixed. Got my hose pipe stuff hooked up. I took one of them little bumper springs for a door and made me a garden hose holder. Washed my little truck, changed the bar out on it, went and cut about an acre and 3/4 of grass yesterday, and that's something else I did too. Oh yeah, changed out the fuel filter on my lawnmower yesterday, got it back running good.
Filter change on my mower. I just haven't done it yet. I'm going to start to get lazy again. Today's a cool. I need to get a fire lit under me.
Good thing, man, by getting out of work in a decent hour now, you know, I mean, at least I get caught up on a few things. And, you know, it was killing me, man, working at 10, 11 o'clock at night, you know, just about every week. I mean,
this is Chip Cooper.
You know, now I'm getting some rest, and I'm actually getting to, you know, get outside and do a few things, get my yard cleaned back up.
Get through these times,
you know, we before we cut holes and stuff in the wall, you know, I take some of that tin and stuff home, you know, and I use it to build sheds or, you know, build a building out of or whatever, you know, and I got to get all that stuff picked up in my front yard.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I got a great big old table, big, like 4 foot wide by 5 feet tall.
Cooper Motor Company.
It's got 5/8 steel plate on top of it and 4-inch tubing frame, quarter wire tubing. The thing weighs about 500 some pounds, probably. I don't know, I would say it's probably more than that, probably. I, you know, I can move 600 pounds around pretty easy. That one right there, I can't move it too much because it's got a sheet metal bender on it. And that thing's pretty heavy. Think about buying a boom truck at work and taking it home and see if I can pick it up. And set it up, take that boom truck and swing it around and set it over there by cedar tree. That's where it needs to be. That way it ain't in the front yard no more. Repeater on you, Jim. Pick up or you still in the shadow? For Echo Echo Yankee, KN4 EBG, you're around here? KN4 EBG, monitor. KN4 EBG, you ever get out of the shadow? Friend of the mountain up there. KN4 EBG. I'll be on standby.